Hello, this is Jo Tomlin. I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe 2019 for Fringe Review, and I'm interviewing someone who's performing in a one-person show. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Karen from Austria, and I'm doing a one-woman show called Taboo. And this show is based on a true story. It's historically researched, and it's about a social worker, Kitty Peterson, who fought for the morale of women during World War II with very questionable measures.
That's quite a topic. What got you interested in that for a one-person show?
Well, I stumbled over the character Kitty Peterson while I was doing research for something else, for a different project, and I was so interested in her because she is predator, she's a persecutor, she's a mean woman, basically, but persecuting other women, and I thought that concept was very dramatic, and I thought it would be good material for a one-woman show.
So you originally performed this in a different language. Could you talk about that, a little about that, please?
Sure. I wrote it originally in Austria and in German, so that's my mother tongue. When I wanted to start touring and I knew I wanted to go to fringe festivals with it, I asked a very dear person, Sam Bunn, to translated for me into English. He's a native speaker, and so we did this process together, and he translated it into English, and I thought it was really interesting because changing the languages from Austrian and German accent into British and American accent, because they're two different characters and they each of them have a different accent, changed a lot of the colors of my character as well, physically but also internally, in terms of like humor, and it was a very interesting process.
So what made you come to the Edinburgh Fringe with this show?
How and when?
What made you decide to come here? Because you tell us a bit, you were at another fringe before this. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that and what made you decide to come here?
Yes, well, I've known about the Ed Fringe for quite a while, and it's been this magical thing. It's kind of been a dream of mine to come here, but it seemed like a big step, so I thought I'll do another one before. So I went to Brighton Fringe before for a preparational process, and to figure out if the translation works and if, also performing in front of an audience with a different cultural background, if how they react to it. So I would know that whether I needed to tweak a little bit or if I can just, go for it the way it is. And it worked. I was really relieved, and I got great feedback. So so that strengthened my spine, so to speak, and take the final step and go to Ed Fringe. And I'm here, and I'm super excited.
Have you written one-person shows before, or have you been in plays? What's your background?
Well, my background is that I'm actually a trained actress, but before this, my primary educational path was being a psychologist, and I did work as an alcohol counselor for 7 years for the region of Upper Austria, and my first show that I actually wrote myself was about three women who had an alcohol problem, because I could use all the knowledge that I've gathered for 7 years. But yeah, I mean, I changed professions and I went back to school, to drama school, and now I'm in plays, and I'm also doing film and TV, but very little. So it's like independent.
Some people find that the difference between psychology and theatre is very little. There's quite a lot of overlap. What have you found?
There is a lot of overlap, because in terms of like understanding characters and changing point of views and accepting whatever is happening without judging, that's all overlapping. So as a psychologist, I never judge the person that comes in. I listen and I try to ask the right questions. And when I read a script and I learn about the character that I'm supposed to portray, it's kind of like a similar process in terms of like, don't touch because it's not going to help my work as an actress. And I try to understand it and I try to feel, but then, and that's an addition to the psychological approach, I fill in the blanks with my own personal points of views and my emotional life that I can bring to the character, to the project, to the creative process.
You describe the character that you're playing in Taboo at the beginning of this interview. What is there that you like about this character? And do you think it's even important to get to like part of her?
That's a tricky question because ultimately what she did is quite horrific and had horrific consequences for her victims. But at the same time, for me, it was interesting. It's not in the play, but of course, I researched as much as I could about her biographical history. And there's very little to find, but her mother got divorced twice, and that's like in 1800 or 1910, in a time when women had very little rights to none, and that it probably had an immense economic consequence for the whole family. And so I think maybe coming from that background, it probably had an influence on how she grew up and what kind of values she wanted to install in women or women's behavior, yeah.
And what else can you tell me about the link between psychology and your prayer work and how you infuse it into your performing work and writing?
That's a bit of a... I'd love to answer the question. It's kind of a complex question. I think it's a mindset that I have internally in me. I think when you work for a long time in a profession, it will have an imprint on you and how you see things, the world, other people, and how analytical or non-analytical or emotional, non-emotional you go through life. And I think in that way, that influences my work as an artist as well. But I don't actively go and take my toolbox from being a psychologist and use it for being an actress or a writer, for that matter. Maybe in terms of research, that's definitely something that I can use. But other than that, yeah, it's a creative process is a creative process. It's for me.
Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Jill. Thank you for having me.